It's actually a lot easier to be magnetic than most people think. These three micro habits that I'm going to teach you are going to make people seek your validation. They're going to try harder to impress you. They're going to try harder to listen to you and make you feel special because they're going to see you as extremely valuable, as extremely high value, extremely expensive, and they're going to naturally gravitate towards you, and you're going to naturally attract the opportunities that you want, the relationships that you want, and you're probably going to easily repel the people that aren't for you anyways. And it's just going to make you feel better in general. You're going to feel more confident and you're going to feel more appreciated. The first way to become more magnetic and more alluring is to speak calmly. When someone is speaking so fast and they're like talking really, really fast and you can't understand what they're saying because they're talking so fast, it makes them seem insecure. When someone is speaking calmly and slowly, it seems very well thought out. What they're saying, you're gonna listen to it more because they're speaking with a certain resonance that's going to resonate with you. Not only do you want to speak calmly, but you also want to make sure that your body language is calm. So this means not jittering around, not tapping your feet and like twitching around. And I know that a lot of you do this because you have a lot of energy or you may have certain things going on with you mentally, but I'm telling you, put that extra intention into keeping your body calm, and that will in turn help your mind stay calmer. Because when you're constantly jittering and moving around and tapping your foot, yeah, it can be a good outlet for energy. But if you need to expend energy, go exercise. Go do something actually active. Because if you're constantly in a state of like not really being active, but still jittering around, you're not actually using the energy up. You're just almost like always staying in like a very uncomfortable state. And that's going to affect the way that you speak. It's going to affect the way other people perceive you. They're going to perceive you as not really trustworthy. They're going to perceive you as like not really fully in control of themselves. Breathe deeply, and you want to make sure that your body is relaxed when you're interacting with people. You don't want to be all tensed up and clenched up. The second micro habit to becoming extremely magnetic is to stay in your own energy. Oftentimes, when we're in big groups, we try to match everyone else's energy, or we almost get taken out of our energy because we want to fit in. But when someone refuses to just follow what everyone is doing and they stay in their own energy, that makes them extremely magnetic. It makes you the decider, right? So other people are going to look to you to see what you are doing. Instead of you copying everyone else and try to match everyone else, people are now going to want to match your energy, because the person that is the most confident and firm in their energy, that's the person that people look up to. That's the person that people are drawn to. This also has to do with not reacting emotionally to everything that happens. So you're able to hear other people's perspectives and not get triggered by it. Or if you do get triggered by it, you deal with it internally. You don't just verbalize everything and react emotionally every single time, anytime someone says something that triggers you. You are able to have that emotional control and say, okay, huh, that triggered me a little bit. I felt that tense feeling in my heart. Let me address that. Let me figure out why that's there. Don't take it out on the other person, right? Because here's the thing, most people, especially if they know you already and they already know what your triggers are, they're gonna trigger you on purpose. Maybe not like consciously on purpose, but subconsciously, people tend to have the habit of trying to knock others down, especially if they're not confident within themselves. It's just human nature. If you've heard of the experiment with the crabs in the bucket, there's a bunch of crabs in a bucket, and when one of them tries to escape, the other ones pull them down. It's human nature, it's animal nature, especially with someone who's not self-aware and who isn't working on themselves actively. They're still kind of stuck in their fixed mindset. They're going to try to almost trigger you on purpose, even if they're not conscious of it. they subconsciously know what your triggers are, and they're going to subconsciously behave in certain ways. Have you ever noticed that certain people around you just always kind of do certain things that trigger a certain behavior or that trigger a certain emotion in you, while maybe when they're around other people, they don't act in that way, but when they're around you, they do? They can sense that within you, that you're not firm in your energy, you're not confident in your energy, and so they're going to try to nitpick at that. So in order to overcome that, well, you have to stay firm in your energy. You have to stay in your bubble, right? Observe others and respond as necessary, but don't emotionally react to every situation. The third way to become more magnetic and alluring is to speak with confidence. So sometimes this is a matter of faking it until you make it, because oftentimes we have to build our confidence. We can't just be confident automatically, right? It's a lot easier said than done, but you can still control the way you act. Even if you don't feel confident, you can still act confident. And if you don't know what that looks like, go watch a movie where there's a character that's very popular, or where there's a character that is confident, right? Go on Google and look up what are some good examples of healthy confidence. And it will literally tell you the traits. It will literally show you the examples and tell you like who you can use as a role model, right? So in the beginning, you may have to use other people as an example and sort of copy that behavior until you actually build your confidence enough to where you find your own unique style. But speaking confidently really has to do with speaking clearly, speaking calmly. You know, we already talked about that in the first micro habit, but you're able to communicate your point without allowing everyone to just convince you of something else, without reacting to every single thing, without jumping to conclusions. Speaking and communicating with confidence also has a lot to do with listening. It's not just about you talking. It's about you listening and observing the other person, because that will allow you to respond in a way where you're going to communicate effectively. So becoming more magnetic, honestly, a big part of it is having people around you feel special in some way. So if you're having a conversation with someone and they're doing most of the talking, I guarantee you they're automatically going to think higher of you. They're going to be more attracted to you because you made them feel important. So being able to sort of not jump into that feeling of, oh, I want to talk about myself, I want to tell you this and this and this, and just being able to listen to the other person and allow them to speak and actually pay attention to what they're saying and then remember certain things about them, that's gonna make you so magnetic. If you have a conversation with someone and they mention they have a pet, maybe they have a dog named Robert. I've never met a dog named Robert, but you know, today's the day. And then the next time you talk, you bring something up to indicate that you thought about them and you remember that they had a dog named Robert. Right? Maybe you bring a treat next time you see them and you're like, oh, I saw this at the store and I thought Robert may like it. Here, I got this for him. You know, that will literally make them think, oh my gosh, this person has been thinking about me and thinking about my dog, and they just did this. Like, wow, they're so cool. Okay, so you don't want to be the person that's like people pleasing, but intentionally doing certain things to kind of remind people that you know certain things about them, that will make you extremely magnetic to them. That will make you extremely attractive to them. Because in this day and age, everyone has a short attention span, and the one person that can be silent and listen, that's the person that wins. That's the person that everyone wants to be around. There's so much more to this, but I just wanted to give you three little quick micro habits that you could start using right now in your day-to-day conversations. If you have any questions or you want to get personal advice on anything, all the links are in the description. I actually just published a book called 33 Day Playbook, where it's your guide to becoming happy, healthy, and wealthy. It's a great introduction if you just want something simple that's sort of like an overview of my teachings and help you kind of level up without necessarily spending so much right at the beginning. So if that's something you're interested in, you can download it. It's in the description. As always, I love you, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye. Mwah.